failed to protect those at risk. It's also concluded the actions of a top British mole in the IRA probably resulted in more lives being lost than saved. Freddie Scappaccini, codenamed Steak Knife, died last year, aged 77, but in 2003 denied being that man.
My statement basically is that I am Freddie Scappaccini. I'm telling you, I'm not guilty of any of these allegations. Nobody had the decency to ask me if any of these allegations were true.
The Foreign Secretary says the UK will help the US and other allies open a maritime corridor to get aid into Gaza. Lord David Cameron says people there are in desperate humanitarian need. A woman accused of killing her newborn baby says she and her partner wanted to lay low, hide from people. Constance Martin told a jury that she and Mark Gordon bought duvets, glasses and hats in Brighton to keep warm. She said 2 days before her arrest, she wanted to hand herself in. Our reporter Ashna Hurinag is at the Old Bailey.
She had said that Mark Gordon, her partner, had become extremely unwell. She told the jury he was anorexically thin. I said, we can't live like this anymore. You're not in a good state. We have to eat food, get our blood sugar levels back up. How we're living, she said to Mark Gordon, is completely unsustainable.
Constance Martin and Mark Gordon deny manslaughter. Rishi Sunak says former Prime Minister Theresa May defines what it means to be a public servant. After 27 years in Parliament, she's announced she'll step down as an MP at the next election. New paternity rules for dads in Britain have come into effect. Fathers will now be able to split their statutory leave of 2 weeks. And British driver Oliver Behrmann will make his Formula One debut at this weekend's Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. He'll replace Ferrari's Carlos Sainz, who needs surgery to remove his appendix. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks very much, Tanya. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
While the rest of the afternoon we're looking at sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, a high of 9 degrees and then going down to just 6 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny intervals in the morning, clouding over during the afternoon and showers during the evening, a high of 12, much warmer, and a low of 7 tomorrow night. Light rain throughout the day, unfortunately, on Sunday, a high of 9 and a low on 5. And on Monday, early morning fog patches, light rain and sunny intervals arriving later in the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
So good afternoon and welcome along to the show. And thanks to Keith today for some classic broadcasting. So my name is Patrick and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And if we do it in reverse order at about 2:30, we're going to go back and have a look at the chart for this particular week in 2003. At about 2:45, we shall be having the birthdays competition. That's three folks who've had birthdays in recent times. And we'll ask you to email in radio at phoenixfm.com. If you think you know how they are, you can play against our regulars and against Bishop Adam, who is here in the studio, and he'll be taking part in that. because, of course, the main event is, in fact, that I have Bishop Adam here with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Bishop Adam.
Good afternoon.
And it's great to have you with us here this afternoon. And you're the Bishop of Bradwell.
That's right.
Yes, and what are you going to be talking to us about today?
Well, I'm in your hands, Patrick, but I thought it might be interesting to consider what good life is like for people in Essex, how life is going to be lived well and could be better. So that sort of thing.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Thank you very much for that. We look forward to that. So that's our show this afternoon. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
Kicking us off, how better could it possibly be than to have a track from the number one album in the 2020 Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums of All Time? The title track, this is Marvin Gaye and What's Going On.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Oh, it's another brilliant piece of music. Wonderful way to start off any radio show, that Marvin Gaye there. And what's going on? There are so many things that are going on, and we'll make sure that we tell you about some of them throughout the afternoon.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I know it's a bit of a time away, but Tuesday, the 2nd of April, between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, Daily Bread, that wonderful activity that happens out of St. Peter's Church in Hutton, they're having an Easter afternoon tea. And this is, of course, at St. Peter's Church in Cloughton Way in Hutton. This will be £10 for adults and £7 for children who are aged under 10. If you want to go along to that, they're telling me here that bookings are absolutely essential. So in order to do that, you've got to email dailybread@huttonparish.com or give them a call on 01277 262 864. That's 01277 262 864 for the Easter afternoon tea between 2 and 4 on Tuesday at the 2nd of April.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This is John Batista from the album that I chose as my album of the year for 2022. And it actually was the Grammy Award winner for that year. So maybe I know what I'm talking about. And it also won 3 more Grammys as well. The album was called We Are, and from it, this is Tell the Truth. as John Batista. It's right on 1:15, and it's time for this, and then we'll be chatting to Bishop Adam.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
I'm John Chuck. For you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus lots of results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, that's a great sports show where you get all of the local information as well as the national and international. And this Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16-year-olds in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at any of the home matches in March at the Brentwood Centre Arena. And so that's this Saturday when they are playing Enfield FC here in Brentwood, and also on Tuesday the 12th, which is the home game to Bowers and Pitsy. And if you miss both of those, the last one in March is on the 22nd at home to Morden and Tiptree. So there's a great thing to be doing. More information about that you can find on the Brentwood Town FC website, brentwoodtown.co.uk. So I'm delighted to have Bishop Adam here with me this afternoon. Bishop Adam, the Bishop of Bradwell, I was talking to Keith, who was a presenter on beforehand, who didn't really know why your role was called the Bishop of Bradwell. So for people like him, and for most of us, in fact, what's it all about being Bishop of Bradwell?
Well, I wonder how many people know where Bradwell is, because
yes.
It's in a far corner. So I'm responsible for the southern half of Essex. So bottom right hand corner would be South Church and the end of South End. And then along the Thames estuary, all the way through those towns and all the way out to Purfleet, so just crossing the M25. And then you follow the M25 up, and then you come in a bit, and then across the top of Chelmsford. And then you get the Blackwater estuary, and you go out along there. So you've gone through Malden, and then you go out, and it gets more and more rural, flatter and flatter and flatter. The sky opens up, and at the far end of a little single-track road, you'll find something called the Bradwell Chapel. The nearest village is Bradwell. And this chapel, it looks like a farm building, is actually the oldest cathedral in the whole country. It was founded in 657 by a fellow who came down from Lindisfarne in the northeast called St. Sed, brother of St. Chad, and he started the mission to the East Saxons. And there it is. It stands there in glorious, beautiful isolation. It's called Bradwell Chapel. And so the name of this area is Bradwell partly because there's actually a Bishop of Chelmsford who is my boss and covers the whole of Essex and East London. And so it was instead of that. But I'm really glad to have Bradwell as the name. What an incredible jewel, a historical jewel that is, for us to be able to enjoy. And I know that it's open the whole time and people are very welcome to go there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to go and visit. And of course, we had Bishop of Chelmsford in not all that many weeks ago. So that's really good. How much did you know Essex before coming to this post that
you got?
Well,
I knew it a bit, largely through friends. I lived in Bethnal Green for the last 16, 17 years. And there are lots of families that got a link along the A12 or A13. And so we travelled out here a few times. We knew a little bit. But it was only after getting this job that my mother, who is a great historian, family historian, she said, you remember that your family comes from Southend, don't you? And it turns out that my great-grandfather had a shipbuilding business in Tilbury and lived in Southend. And then my wife, who's just recently become a vicar just outside Malden, Heybridge, Langford, she also loves a bit of family history. And she was reaching further back, the generations, and there are members of her family buried in the churchyard of churches where she is now the vicar.
Oh,
it's just amazing.
That is so astonishing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't believe in God, then there's a bit of proof of
something. Well, that's pretty amazing, isn't
yeah,
it, really?
Is.
That is. So it's part of your role getting round to know all of these areas.
Yes, exactly. So because it covers, this part of Essex is 1 million people. There are 150 churches, 130 clergy and lay ministers. There's a lot going on. There's such variety. And the big part of my role is to get out. I think I need to be seen to be believed. And actually being with people is part of my mandate. So I'm booked every Sunday, but I've still got more space on Sunday afternoons. I've got lots of space midweek. I'm really keen to be with people.
Well, that's brilliant. That's lovely. Thank you very much for that. Good. Okay, well, you've chosen three great tracks for us today, I have to say. Why have you chosen for us Jules Holland and the Blind Boys of Alabama with Rock Me?
Well, I think everybody will understand when you hear it, but I think that this is something to do with the filling of the Holy Spirit. There is something really deep that gets under your skin. Anybody listening to music knows that moment when something really gets you and grips you. And so for me, this is about the power of God.
Well, what a great track that is. That's the Blind Boys of Alabama, as chosen for us by my guest here, Bishop Adam, and that's called Rock Me. It's 25 past one here on Friday lunchtime, and we need to find out what's happening locally with the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's have a look at what's happening here locally around and about. Certainly, let's go to the centre of Billericay. All looks good, actually, here this afternoon. No real problems there, just a little bit around the centre of the town. If we go out towards Shenfield Station, quite a bit of traffic around the area there. Centre of Brentwood, of course, it's Friday lunchtime. It's Wilson's Corner. You don't need me to tell you how busy that is. And it is right now. Also down quite busy along the Ongar Road, approaching towards that, and some distance back as well from the Ongar Road. We go down to the Brook Street roundabout. That's just a little bit of traffic down there, but nothing too bad down there at the moment. Nowhere near as one would often expect it to be. If we pull out and have a look at the motorway, delighted to be able to say that there's no problems, certainly around the junctions with the M11, where there's often difficulty these days, but there's a long tail back towards the bridge and from the tunnel and all that kind of area, and also the junction with the junction there with the A13. That's very busy this afternoon at this time. We go further up A12, no problems at all within our area. A little bit when you get up to Hoe Green, but nothing too much really. The centre of Chelmsford itself, very busy at this time, and particularly there we have to let you know that Badell Road is closed for a short stretch to the BP garage, and Spooner Close for emergency repair work. So no doubt that's causing absolute chaos in that centre bit of Chelmsford. Avoid that bit complete. We'll make sure we give you another travel update in an hour's time, and if anything major comes in, of course, I will let you know all about it. I say good afternoon to Chris and Bob in Harlow. Chris, particularly, just saying she's just tuned in. She's done her gardening for the day, and now she's going to sit down and listen to Phoenix FM for the next couple of hours. So good news for that, Chris. Good to have you there with that. Bishop Adam, you were in Bethnal Green, you said, for a number of years. That must have been some interesting things happened there.
Yes, absolutely. So people who know Bethnal Green will know that you've got Hackney Road and Bethnal Green Road, and we were tucked between the two of those. One of the areas near where we lived is a place called Columbia Road Flower Market, and Columbia Road is known outside its area largely for what takes place on a Sunday. Now that's where the gathered people are. There are amazing shops along the side and then a market up the middle. It's been for years and years and years, but one of the things that have done over the years with because we want to make friends with everybody who's in the area is to roll out an upright piano, and on the Wednesday, the four Wednesdays before Christmas, and shout, "Come all ye faithful!" And we did carols, and it happens all over the place. But this one just seemed to catch fire, Patrick. There just seemed to be something that people wanted. At first year, there was a few dozen people. Second year, there were a couple of hundred people. Third, fourth, fifth year, the road was closed. It started to get packed, and it ended up last Christmas. I got invited back as a sort of guest appearance, and TikTok had got a hold of it, and it just had taken off. It was trending after the first week, and there was at the second week, there were between 8,000 and 9,000 people initially. It turned out that the cops that were said later on it was about 11,000 people. It had to be stopped because it was a public safety matter. It was so
wow.
Full. But what was going on there was that people coming in the darkness, often with a pint in their hand or some sort of refreshment, and to sing those familiar carols, but to do it with some in a full-blooded way. We had a brass quintet that were leading it with a bit of a twist. And there was one year I was got down from the top of the piano, because you actually have to stand on top of it to conduct the crowd.
These
couple of lads were there, and they said last year was great, but this year was even better. So I looked at them and said, "Well, what about next year?" And they turned to one another, looked back at me, and with one voice they said, Glastonbury. and it was really one of those things that just took off. And what we were about there in Bethnal Green, what I'm about here across the whole of South Essex is getting out, taking church outside the walls of the church, being in a public space, whether it's a remembrance event where lots of people can get involved in, or a carols thing, or some of the other events that happen and lead up to Easter. Palm Sunday is not far away, and a donkey and going around making some noise, Hosanna. There's a lot of joy and life and connection in doing things like that.
Wow, that does sound a remarkable kind of event, really. I love the way it just grew from something really small as well.
Yes, absolutely. And what it grew from was this business of making friends with people who've got a stake in the community. There's a fellow called Nick who runs one of the shops on Columbia Road. He's the Traders Association leader. There was another guy called Steve who ran a barber shop on Hackney Road, and it's called Rocket Barbers. Their motto is "You grow it, we mow it." And Steve said to me, "Come on, you're a vicar. You should have a nice big cross on your back, a tattoo." He's covered with tattoos, Steve. But so I've got a beard, and this is the compromise. But he said to me that he was having a tattoo on his chest because he said, "I've got a devil on my back." I was thinking of having the same on my chest. I'm sat in the chair having my hair cut by Steve. I said, "Come on, mate, you can do better than that." To which his response is, "Well, I'm thinking of the alternative is a moth." "You what?" He said, "It's a death moth." So in a throwaway comment, I said, "Well, I'll pray for you." And he said, "Would you? Because I'm having it done tomorrow. Could you come along in all your gear?" So the following day, it's actually Friday at about this time, Patrick, I walked down Hackney Road in my black cassock and clerical collar towards a vagabond tattoo parlour. Steve's having his chest shaved in preparation. They turn down the music. It's in my parish at the time, so I get to pray a blessing on Steve, pain relief, benefit the business, and cast out the evil spirits. And I get at least one amen, and then I'm on my way. A few weeks later, I'm back in the chair and talking to Steve, and he pulls up his T-shirt to show me how this is getting on. He said, "When the wing of the moth went over my nipple, I cried out to that God of yours." And these are the sorts of conversations that we have when we're out and about, and that's the sort of thing that any of the stuff connecting with community is built on. It's just human relationships, having a conversation and making connections.
Wow. Well, I'll remember that. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Excellent. Our second track that you've chosen for us today is I Am Sun, Slow Down. So why have you chosen this?
Well, this is a slightly different pace. And one of the reasons I've chosen it is because I've been enjoying praying in lots of different ways over the years, and you'd hope as a bishop that I would be someone who prays, and I've said to people my priorities are prayer and peacemaking. But some of the things that we can do when we want to pray, and we've all done this, we've all said, "God, if you're there, help me out, do this thing for me, sort it out," and we're making requests. But quite often what God wants is for us to actually be silent, to be still, to be ready to be looked at and loved by him. And that's what this song reminds me of, with a really great contemporary artist.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Slow down. Where are you going? What's so important that can't wait? Tell me, what are you seeking? What is it that's keeping you from bringing me your questions? All that you carry, all that you bury underneath. Just slow down. Just slow down in me, with me. Rest now, be in the present.
your mind on me. I am the way to perfect peace. Just slow down, just slow down and be with me.
Time, son, and slow down. I spoke too soon as far as the traffic was concerned. I need to let you know about some problems on the M25. Anti-clockwise, slow coming into Chelmsford through the Dartford Tunnel, not helped by a vehicle having a tyre changed at this time. And on the other side, there's an accident at Junction 1A causing delays. This is clockwise, and the delays are being caused over the QE2 bridge to Junction 30. We picked up that there was something happening at the A13, and that's what that is. So very busy now, both sides for the bridge and the tunnel. 1:37 here on a Friday lunchtime, and chatting away here with Bishop Adam. And so you mentioned there about Easter and about the things that are happening then, Palm Sunday and things like that. But of course, this period that leads up to Easter is Lent. And again, you've just played the track about slowing down. So I'm wondering, what are you particularly yourself doing for Lent, and what are you encouraging others to be doing?
Well, I often think of Lent as it's a two-sided coin. We're encouraged to give up and take up. And actually, it's a phrase of Jesus who says, give up. You give up your life and take up the cross. Now, that's for most people, that's going to be metaphorical. It's going to be something that we need to relinquish, that we're holding on to, and it's something that we're living by, we know isn't going to lead to life. I love the phrase that's used in one of the New Testament letters, where the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, just imagine if I could have all of that. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be not just good for me, but good for everybody around me? And so Lent is a way of acknowledging that, and this extraordinary festival of Easter, it is a life that is through death. And for some of us, we need to actually give up something that is actually already leading to physical death, but only we could have spiritual life if we gave it up. And quite a lot of that is practice, because we're addicted to all sorts of things. I had a great coffee this morning. I'm not saying we should give up coffee the whole time, but actually there are some things I'm holding on to that are more strongly than I'm holding on to God. So giving up, and quite a lot of that is time. So giving up time that I might spend doing something else, and then taking up. This way of Jesus is a way, I think, of encouragement. So one of the things I'm taking up is to every day try and find somebody who I can say words of encouragement to actually name it. And it's quite uncomfortable, really, to look somebody in the eye and choose something they've just done and then repeat it back to them and say, well done, I want to encourage you with this. It's sometimes, for some of us, it goes a bit against the grain. It's not terribly British, is it, to do that? but actually the effect of encouraging people, then it's magnificent. It is like gold dust sprinkled over somebody's character, and you see them look up and lift up their heads. And so I think the give up something I'm holding on to and take up something that would give life to others, that's where the tension in Lent is, because all the rest of the way that the world operates is in contradiction to that, and so it's practicing continue to notice the things of God. I think in particular the grace of God, which is so outrageous. We're used to the idea of mercy, that we don't get something that we deserve, you know, we're let off. But grace is different. Grace is we get something, we get given something, we get given a free gift. We've done nothing to deserve it, and we're going to get there on Easter morning. But in order to prepare for the extraordinary light and sunshine and beauty of that, we need to be awake in the dark and look around and see how it is really in this world.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Excellent. Good. Last track that you've chosen for us today, Steph McLeod, Let There Be Light. I have to say, I put this out on the Facebook page that goes with this show, Patrick Schering at phoenixfm.com, and was liked by 4 people this morning, I saw, and only put it out about 11 o'clock last night. So that was encouraging. And why have we got this?
Well, I first listened to this through a prayer daily devotional that I get. There are lots of them out there. There's some brilliant things. This one was called Pray As You Go, and it turns out my daughter actually works for a record label called Integrity, and Steph is an artist working with that label, and she told me, and I'm looking forward to meeting Steph, she told me that he's got an extraordinary story of someone whose life was really in chaos, and he and God found him, and now he's singing through someone who's been set free and forgiven, and you can hear it. I think you can hear it in his voice. I just love the poetry and the soul of this.
When I sail the lonely deep, when the midnight watch I keep, I stand amazed as stars on the billows gleam. And though I know a storm is rising high above a dark horizon, I know, oh Lord, I know you are here with me. So let there be light, Lord, let it shine out of your heart and here and in mine. When it rains from heaven above, let it rain sweet heavenly love. Let there be light, oh Lord, let there be light. There's a call on the restless tide, like a long and endless night, and it breaks the bow like a raging symphony. And though I may be far from shore, I am anchored to heaven's door. And oh Lord, I know you are here with me. So let there be light, and Lord, let it shine out of your heart, here and in mine. Lead me out of the eye of the storm into the promise of the crimson dawn. Let there be light, oh Lord, let there be light. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Find me here, oh Lord, surrounded by an ocean of love. Your
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Find me here, O Lord, surrounded in an ocean of love. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Find me here, O Lord, I'm surrounded by an ocean of your love. So let there be light, and Lord, let it shine out of your heart, here and in mine. Lead me out of the eye of the storm to the promise of the crimson dawn. Let there be light, oh Lord, let there be light. Let there be light, sweet Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light, oh Lord, let there be light.
Steph McLeod and Let There Be Light, one of the three tracks chosen for us by today by Bishop Adam. As ever, the show is all being recorded, of course, and it'll all be there on the show blog for Friday the 8th of March. And we'll be chatting with Bishop Adam again a little bit later on, but he's going to be taking part in the birthdays competition, and that will be along very soon indeed.
Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across year, Brentwood to Billericay.
Whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we go with the regular competition that we do. If you've never played this before, well, first of all, where have you been? But secondly, it's terribly easy, really. I'm going to give you some clues about three artists, going to play a track from them, and all you have to do is tell us how old you think they are. You can email me in radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to contact us here in the studio and take part, or you can just play along however you want to do it. Our regulars, no doubt, will be with us, so we'll probably have Chris and Bob in Harlow. I imagine we'll have Chris in Guildford. Hopefully Patrick in Ingatestone is out there as well. And, of course, we've got Bishop Adam here in the studio today, and hopefully you as well. So we'll start off with our first one today. This is John Francis Bognovi Jr., known, of course, as John Bon Jovi, American singer, songwriter, guitarist and actor. best known as the founder and frontman of the rock band Bon Jovi, which was formed in 1983. He's released 15 studio albums with the band, as well as two solo albums. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2009. 2012, he ranked 50 on the list of Billboard magazine's Power 100, a ranking of the most powerful and influential people in the music business. He's a founder and a former majority owner of the Arena Football League team, the Philadelphia Soul. So we're going to go back to 1986 for probably the best known Bon Jovi track, Living on a Prayer. In the 2021 Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, it was there at number 457. By the 1st of January 2023, it reached 1 billion views for the video on YouTube, and there have been nearly 2 million more since then. So the question is, how old do you reckon John Bon Jovi is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. as Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer. Yes, they're all here actually, as anticipated. So that's afternoon to Chris and Bob in Harlow, and Chris in Guildford, and Patrick in Ingatestone. Great to have you all with us here this afternoon. And of course, Chris telling me here that she's a great Bon Jovi fan, seen them well into double figures, including having had one experience of flying to New York for the weekend to go and watch the band, only to find that John Bon Jovi was unwell and the concert was cancelled. But there you go. There is actually a Bon Jovi tribute band playing at the Chelmsford Theatre this coming Sunday evening, and they are the only Bon Jovi tribute band that John Bon Jovi himself has said are worth going to see. So, John Bon Jovi, he was the first of our people here this afternoon. Then we come on to Chris Hughes. Now, Chris Hughes, also known, he's Christopher Merrick Hughes, also known as Merrick, is a British music producer, songwriter, and former drummer of Adam and the Ants. Best known as producer for Tears of Fear's songs from The Big Chair, and as co-writer of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Hughes has a joint background as a musician, songwriter and producer. His career began with Adam and the Ants as drummer and producer of the Car Trouble and Kings of the Wild Frontier singles, then the Kings of the Wild Frontier album, which yielded three singles. The album earned Hughes Music Week's Producer of the Year award. So from that 1981 album, we've got Adam and the Ants and Ant Music, which was a UK number two and Australia number one, featured in the 2015 Marvel film Ant-Man. So if you think you know how old Chris Hughes is, you know what to do. It's email radio@phoenixfm.com.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.